So there was, you had a couple of years off, 4 or 5 years from Seasons to this album. What was the inspiration behind this album? How did it all come about for you?
Well, I actually didn't have 5 years off. I just there's been a long period in between all of my albums, and I think it's just got to do with, you know, me doing them independently. You know, it was my fourth record, and I've done them all myself. And you know, in between that, toured extensively and been in Europe and traveled around a lot. So it's just took a lot of time. But the time in between Seasons and Spark and Shine is certainly a long wait in between records. And there was definitely a bit of downtime because I was involved in a pretty serious motorcycle accident about 3 years ago, right when we were getting ready to, you know, start a record after, you know, after touring Europe. And I was sort of out of the picture for almost close to a year, you know, where I couldn't really play. I was just sort of healing up and stuff. I had like 20 broken bones. Not a fun time, you know.
So how do you kind of keep yourself, like, sane during that time? You're a musician. It's, like, kind of what you're born to do. So what did you do during that year to keep yourself composed?
Well, let's see. I mean, you know, while I was sort of healing up, I mean, I strummed my guitar a lot, but I was just sort of really concerned with being able to, function again as a human being, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I just really played music. I just didn't really go on tour or do anything like that. And, once I started sort of hobbling around, I had pain and sling and all kinds of stuff for a little while. A lot of my friends in Venice and Marina, where I live, just wouldn't have any of it. They would pull me up to sing a song or here and there, and I would be up for little things, but there was a little sort of gray zone there where I wasn't really working. I just could not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So the band has done very, very well outside of the United States. This is kind of like your, I don't want to say homecoming to the United States, but kind of like your first, like, really, like, big splash in the United States. Are you looking forward to this album?
Man, absolutely. And that's sort of, I wouldn't call it a homecoming either, but it is sort of our first big splash. And we're all thrilled about it. I mean, it's not like we've ever avoided the United States. It's just that I've always gone where my work is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's taken me, you know, to Europe for the most part for the last, you know, 10 years. That being said, it's always been easier to sort of, you know, go attack a few countries in Europe than to look at the map of the United States, which is gigantic. it's much more difficult. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, for example, if you said, hey, we're going to go tour, just say, for example, Spain, you know, that's a whole country, but that's like looking at the map of the United States going, okay, guys, we're going on tour in Pennsylvania. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can cover a lot more ground that way, but yeah, we've been dying to really get ourselves on the playing field more here in the United States, and everybody in the Lake Stars camp is super excited about what's happening right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.